Sean Diddy Combs is seeking to learn the identities of his alleged victims in preparation for his May 5th criminal trial.
His legal team filed a letter asking the judge to compel prosecutors to reveal the names. Combs, who is currently incarcerated on sex trafficking charges, argued that anonymous claims are fueling a hysterical media circus and harming his reputation. His attorney stated they requested federal prosecutors to name the alleged victims mentioned in the indictment, but the prosecutors opposed the disclosure. Lawrence Keller reporting.
At least 147 people have died following the explosion of a tanker in Nigeria, according to the country's National Emergency Management Agency.
The petrol tanker exploded after the driver lost control in the town of Majia, located in northwestern Nigeria. Shi'isu Adam, a spokesperson for the Jigawa Regional Police, told reporters. Eyewitness videos from the scene show disturbing footage of smoke and flames engulfing the area around the overturned vehicle. Benjamin Wright reporting.
A nationwide recall of meat and poultry products that may be contaminated with listeria has now expanded to nearly 12 million pounds.
This expanded recall now includes ready-to-eat meals distributed to U.S. schools, restaurants, and major retailers, according to federal officials. Products involved in the recall include prepared salads, burritos, and other items sold at stores such as Costco, Trader Joe's, Target, Walmart, and Kroger. The meat in these products was processed at Bruce Pack's Durant, Oklahoma facility. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Almost two dozen relatives of Lyle and Eric Menendez gathered in Los Angeles to urge the district attorney to support the brothers' resentencing as they continue to serve life sentences.
Lyle and Eric Menendez were betrayed by those who should have safeguarded their parents, the system, and society, said Joan Anderson Vandermolen, the sister of Kitty Menendez, at a press event. In the 1990s, Vandermolen noted, "The world was not ready to accept that boys could be raped. Today, we understand that reality." Jim Kender reporting.
A Seattle police officer was caught on body camera footage risking his life to rescue a man from train tracks with only seconds to spare, officials reported.
The Seattle Police Department released the video on Tuesday showing the heroic efforts of the officer and his colleagues who responded to a report of a man spotted on a ledge over the tracks near King Street Station in Seattle's Pioneer Square area. Kyle Norris reporting.
Nebraska felons who have completed their sentences will be able to register to vote and participate in the November 5th general election, the Nebraska Supreme Court ruled.
We issue the peremptory writ directing the response to immediately comply with LB 20, the court's ruling stated. Five Nebraska Supreme Court justices supported the decision to affirm the voting rights of felons in the upcoming election, while two justices dissented. Approximately 7,000 felons will be affected by the decision, Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.